Wyatt, thank you for being here. First question I have to ask you is, the name of your comedy tour is Furry Dumb Fighter.
Yes.
Why?
Because I needed a title.
That's it.
I just took three words.
Yeah.
And no, it was because I think from working on The Daily Show,
yeah,
people, they'll come up to me and they'll just be like, oh, what you do is so important. Like, you're speaking truth to power and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm not doing anything. Like, they really make it out where it's like, you're like a freedom fighter. And it was like, I'm not really a freedom fighter, but if you say furry dumb fighter fast enough, it kind of sounds like freedom fighter. It was like, that's kind of closer to what I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last time you were on the show, you were promoting some stand-up that you were going to do, and you said you were worried about it because the club you were going to play was across the street from where Dave Chappelle was playing, and you were worried that no one was going to see you because it'd all be seeing Chappelle. Is that right?
Right. That's right. And
how'd that work out for you?
Most of Madison, Wisconsin did go see Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
People came out to my show. My show was actually, I think because I was able to promote it here, the venue said, oh, thank you so much. And, you know, you helped with ticket sales. And then the other venue where Chappelle was at, they actually reached out and they said, thank you. You sold like three tickets for us. So they were like, shows were already sold out.
Right,
but then
right.
Like three more people you reminded them they had tickets.
Right.
So
that's nice. You plugged the show that wasn't even yours. That's
yeah,
nice.
No, that's what I'm all about, using these opportunities to help anybody but me.